WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7, 73 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night, just before midnight, College Station police responded to a report of a man standing on the University Drive overpass at Highway 6. Several hours of working with the man, who confirmed he was having suicidal thoughts, the hostage negotiation team was able to get him to walk off the bridge peacefully. North and southbound lanes of the highway were closed for several hours during the incident. If your driving includes the area of William D. Fitch and Victoria, plan on delays for the next 4 weeks. The city of College Station reports there will be lane closures associated with the installation of new traffic signals. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in following, then stopping a southbound car who drove for 10 miles in the northbound lanes of Highway 6 Saturday at 2 in the morning. 37 oncoming vehicles avoided hitting the wrong-way truck. The driver, 33-year-old Eduardo Morales Montano, was arrested for DWI and going the wrong way from Nantucket to the FM 2154 exit. Blinn College administrators say they made a mistake in announcing the source of funding $1 million of construction on the Brenham campus.
Blinn's first news release following a special meeting of the Board of Trustees stated bond or cash reserves would pay for a parking lot and site preparation that's part of a new dormitory. The cash reserves would include money generated in part by students at Blinn's campus in Bryan. College officials issued a second release stating cash reserves would not be used. The funding source are reserves from Washington County, taxing district bonds. Financing the remainder of the $32 million dorm will come from a low-interest federal loan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council is 2 weeks away from final action on charging the first of two sets of impact fees on new development. At the last council meeting, City Manager Kelly Templin chimed in following a lengthy discussion by the elected body.
Nobody wants to stop growth, and anybody that knows me knows my passion for economic development. We've all endured this budget. We know we need to expand it. But if we do not do something principally on wastewater, we will stop issuing building permits in parts of the city, folks. It's that bad.
The council discussed, among other things, phasing in a fee schedule over multiple years. Then Water Services Director Dave Coleman was asked if he understood their direction.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And, 2 weeks.
We'll
two
be really interested.
Don't come back to your office and cry.
More than you ever asked.
We were not mean.
No.
We were just lively.
Hopefully we have thoroughly muddied the water.
The council takes up water and wastewater impact fees on the 22nd, then roadway impact fees in November. Governor Abbott's first visit to College Station in about a year was attending the Texas A&M Transportation Institute's unveiling of a new way to move cargo off and onto ships in the Port of Houston.
As opposed to a bunch of clogged 18-wheeler trucks slowing down the process at our ports, what this system is going to be able to do is to take those large container and ship them miles away for easier unloading to those 18-wheelers.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says the freight shuttle system, which has 17 joint patents owned by the system and private investors, does not involve taxpayer money.
At 95 feet long, 19 feet high, this shuttle is literally one of the larger research projects that we've undertaken.
The Port of Houston announced it will do a feasibility study on how to add the system to reduce congestion created by rapidly growing cargo traffic. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
To receive compensation for injuries sustained during military service, a veteran must file with the Veterans Administration. The VA then makes a decision on service connection and a disability rating. If the veteran does not agree with either of these two decisions, they should file a notice of disagreement within 1 year of the VA's decision. The veteran can employ an attorney at this point to assist them in filing the notice of disagreement and assist them in presenting additional evidence to the VA in order to convince the VA adjudicator to change the decision on service connection or disability rating. Only attorneys accredited by the VA are qualified to represent a veteran before the VA. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
Good morning. It's 710. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got weather for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here are the numbers.
Abundant sunshine for today, courtesy of high pressure over the eastern United States that extends back into the northeastern part of Texas. Temperatures today, 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, there is the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day, 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe an isolated storm Wednesday, and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, where we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin and QB Trevor Knight. Easy for me to say. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin and QB Trevor Knight on their win over Prairie View A&M. I'll give you your high school football update. And in the NFL, Brock Osweiler and the Houston Texans work the second half to best the Chicago Bears, while Eli Manning and the Giants squash the Cowboys' hope for a season-opening win for rookie combo Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Actually, that guy for the Cowboys is a pretty good quarterback.
He is. Dak Prescott looked pretty good, despite
all things. And that kid from TCU's okay till he did that throat slash thing.
Yeah.
that is frowned upon.
Frowned upon. And
wonder where he went to school out of high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know him, don't we?
Yeah.
That was a fun game.
It was a fun game. And Arkansas, just they do that. They sneak up on you and they go into overtime. And we've just gotten lucky the last 2 years.
A&M has gotten lucky the last 2 years. They really have. If you didn't see that, it was a double overtime win. And they shouldn't have won. I mean, they shouldn't have.
But it's always interesting. Arkansas always does this right before they play us. They get a little momentum going and make things interesting over there in Jerry World.
Yep. And then they finish up strong.
Yeah.
They've done well.
So it'll be interesting.
If you didn't see it, then the quarterback for TCU was one of the quarterbacks at A&M. And it looked like they had the thing won, and he did like a throat slash deal. And that caused a 15-yard penalty, and Arkansas came back and scored. And eventually won the game. Not going to say it was just because of that, but he didn't help his cause any.
Certainly right. Didn't help, yeah.
Yeah, for those folks who are going, gosh, whatever happened to that Hill kid? Well,
that's what he's
now.
Doing.
Yeah, he's doing that, so that's fine. And then they had that football game at the racetrack, which was just crazy.
Yeah. Tennessee and Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the tickets cost, but they sure were a long way off from the field.
That's what I was thinking. You've got an entire racetrack between the front row and the sidelines.
And by a racetrack standard, it's small. I mean, it's a little bitty racetrack. But that's, you know.
Yeah. But they packed it, man.
That's fine.
Still further away than I'd like to be if I were paying for front row seats.
Right.
You know?
Sure. Exactly. And they probably weren't cheap, but... And I don't even know the guy who flipped the coin made the coin flip. He just kind of threw it up there. But he owned the track, so I guess he could do whatever he wanted.
Oh, okay.
So that's your wrap up on that. And we'll talk about the Miss America pageant in a little while. But
yes.
I want you to know that California has now extended the most ambitious climate change law in U.S. America. We're going to keep California on the move to a clean environment, says Jerry Brown. Now, again, if the other states don't weigh in at the level that California does, and we're talking climate change, I don't know that would matter one iota.
Right.
Because we've already talked about how until folks like India and China decide that they want to do something on a world scale, anything U.S. America does is not going to make very much difference either.
Yeah.
But anyway, California is now on track to meet the 2020 climate goal that called for reducing emissions back to 1990 levels. Okay.
Thanks, California.
Not to mention the fact that even if California becomes like the cleanest air place in the world, eventually the big one's going to happen and then they're going to fall in the ocean and it's not going to matter.
Oh, so. wait. There's more. They're imposing a tax on pollution now.
What?
Yeah, they got to do a tax.
In case you weren't spending enough to live in our great state of California, now we're going to tax you for polluting the air.
Once again, I really enjoyed visiting that state. I do, but there's one more reason if you needed it.
Yeah. Yep.
And we've said it before, watch California, because what they do leads the nation in many things. So maybe.
But don't worry, it takes us about 10 to 15 years to get there.
Yeah, we're gonna look at that and go, no, wait a minute. No, burning stuff is what makes money for us, not conserving it. So we'll see. But if you're a dog owner, in San Francisco, here we go.
It's a dogfight over proposed restrictions on where pets are allowed in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Owners are challenging rules that would limit where their dogs can roam off-leash. But critics say a bad dog can ruin someone's visit.
Environmental
attorney Brent Plater says the Park Service is being reasonable.
What they're trying to do is put basic safeguards in place so that everybody can enjoy the national park.
But some angry owners have hired attorney Chris Carr to fight what they see as a disturbing trend.
This is really emblematic of a larger problem that you're seeing around the country, where folks who historically use and have access to public lands are fed up with the heavy hand of the federal government.
The National Park Service says the new dog walking rules will be implemented next year.
And I don't know what the rules are.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
But and we can go and look it up. There's California park dog rules. But the deal is, look, there are some people who don't like your dog. I mean, even a little bit.
Right.
And as a result, your dog is not on their leash, then that makes them uncomfortable. Now, if you can pick your dog up and control it or whatever in those circumstances, that might be one thing. But letting your dog run around off the leash, not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
People, I think, get scared. Hello.
Well, this is the reason my husband and I escaped in 1982 from California, and my brother's the only idiot still living out there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
One more reason for that. And I love this idea, the heavy hand of the federal government keeping people from.
If they had like a designated area for dogs and whether they could be on or off the leash, but if it's just a public area where people can enjoy nature and the parks, sorry, dog owners, and I am one, but I think you got to keep them on the leash in that instance.
You got a responsibility, definitely.
Because no matter how well trained your animal is, it is still an animal.
Yep.
And
it really
doesn't even matter if it's on national land or not. It can be at the dog parks in Bryan and College Station.
Oh, yeah.
Exact same thing can happen. And look, they are animals, as you said, and some of them are going to get along and some of them are not going to play nicely. If your dog doesn't play nicely with other dogs, then you shouldn't bring it to the place where the other dogs are.
And if accidentally, or if your dog gets spooked or something and it accidentally bites a person, you have to deal with that, and that's not pleasant.
Right.
Yeah, all that stuff happens. So just one point, but of course, everybody wants to lawyer up on this now.
That
helps a lot. So lawyering up on dog stuff and going ahead and taxing pollution makes you glad to be there. Okay, now, what is Venmo?
Awesome. Yes, okay. I do know. I use it, actually.
All right. Okay.
So it is an app that you can download, and it connects to your bank account.
Okay.
And so then you can transfer money to other people.
Okay.
And so, for instance, if you're out to dinner, and we're kind of spoiled, and I figured this out after traveling and living in other places.
Yeah.
We're spoiled in the sense that most restaurants will split checks here.
Yeah.
So if you go out with friends, it's pretty easy. A lot of places don't like to do it or won't do it.
Sure, that's true.
So this way, one person pays for the meal, everyone can Venmo him or her their share.
All right.
And then you can transfer it from your Venmo account into your bank account whenever you want to.
All right, so it kind of holds it, but it's an it's an opportunity to wirelessly transact.
So it's kind of like PayPal.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like PayPal.
it's more convenient, and I like it a lot more than PayPal. But
or you can be Sam Crowder. Sam, a student, made headlines after holding up a sign ESPN Game Day for beer money from his mom.
Hey, Mom, Venmo me beer money.
And he put his name. He put his ID in there, yep. So there was the Venmo ID. Why don't you Google and let's see where
he might be.
His name is Sam Crowder.
Okay.
So he Venmo'd during the... and again, I don't know what time of day that was, but anyhow, there had been over 2,000 people who had donated to the cause, I think, as this was written. But that
Could have been a long time ago. College Game Day was at the Tennessee and Virginia Tech game.
Okay,
was at the Speedway. Yeah, exactly. So, this and even Venmo, I think, submitted $50 to the cause.
Great publicity.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we see anything that's over 2,000 or?
No, I'm still looking at just Venmo says the number is over 2,000. Okay.
Good enough. That's okay.
I bet he got his beer.
Right, and again, they got pretty good placement on ESPN for $50. I'd say that probably works out.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service, we are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-21. 181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 723, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't know if you've ever seen the Longer Burger building.
Longer Burger building? No, either way, no.
All right, okay. Well, you may have. Have you seen the one that's shaped like a giant picnic basket? Have you ever seen
that?
Oh,
yeah, I saw that one.
All right. It is a 7-story office building I don't know what a Longer Burger picnic basket costs, but they're not cheap because they're made of, you know, like bamboo that they actually intertwine and all that, and it's very classic looking. So the owner of the company thought that was so cool that he decided that he would build a building. It's like, I don't know, 20 years ago, and well, now the business is really in pretty bad shape. They've only got a few employees left, and so they got 180,000 square foot office building that they've got for sale for $5 million, which breaks down to $28 per square foot, which you ask any real estate agent buying anything for $28 a square foot, it's a pretty amazing price.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's about 40 miles outside of Columbus, Ohio,
But nobody wants to buy it.
That's right. Well, again, it's, I guess, rather specific on the outside shape. But have a look at that again. It's long, then A, and then B-E-R-G-E-R, and just proves that engineers can build almost anything. It's just a matter of whether or not people can actually sell them.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. The original Super Mario Brothers, a classic video game. And by the way, today is video game day, we think, for this month. Maybe we have one every month.
Indeed,
but anyhow, classic video game, but times have changed, and that's why the father of Nintendo gaming classics like that and Donkey Kong has created a brand new Mario game that is tailor-made for the iPhone generation.
I heard about this.
Super Mario Run. So if you've ever played stuff like Jetpack Joyride... Yeah.
No,
I haven't either.
Oh, wait,
okay.
I have played that game. Yeah,
have
it's
you?
Right. It's pretty
okay,
fun. Yeah.
All right. The game stars Super Mario, who runs forward automatically, and all you need to do is tap to jump. The longer you hold the tap, the higher he jumps. Simple, right? The team that's developing the Super Mario Run, comprised of the original Super Mario development team, you'll have it in time for Christmas.
That's,
I know you're happy about that.
I'm excited. I'll get it. I'll play it.
Okay, that's
all
fine.
Right. Love
this.
I'll do the research.
Okay,
have you
heard that there's a strike at the Peeps plant?
No.
Yep. Love them or hate them. I'm not sure what they are.
Peeps?
You don't know Peeps?
Well, I just don't know what's on the inside.
What they are.
Yeah, what they're comprised of. Anyway, in the shape of bunnies and chicks, you know, and Easter baskets and all that, but now the hundreds of workers have walked off the job at the factory where the candy is made. It's possible that we may see a dip in the Peeps population next Easter.
Oh, no.
Yes, 400 union employees at the Just Born Quality Confections in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, went on strike around noon on Wednesday of last week. The workers have been laboring under an expired contract. Halloween and Christmas Peep production will not be affected because they were probably made 17 years ago.
I was going to say, you know what else is reaching its expiration date?
Yeah, really, right there along with candied corn.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. They say that they are in, quote, good shape with their inventory because the Easter candy production goes on year-round.
Use inventory from 18 years ago.
We have no idea how old it is, but anyway... There will be Peeps.
Ugh.
Just microwave them for 10 seconds.
That's
that
the fun part. I'm indifferent to Peeps, except for that's the only thing that they've got a bonus for is when you put them in the microwave, they expand.
I didn't even know they came out at Halloween.
I didn't either. Yeah. But again, if you don't eat them then, you don't eat them any other time either.
Yeah.
727, let's check some weather, shall we? It is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 779-2929. It looks like we're going to have pretty nice weather today. Actually, all week long, the temps are okay, with an increasing chance of showers as we move through the week. About 91 or 92 each day. Low temperatures will be in the 70s. We'll have a 20% chance of rain tomorrow. It ups to 40% on Thursday and 50% on Friday. We'll see if that happens or not. Right now, we're looking at 74 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the Democrats are desperate to keep their dirt under wraps. Last week, Nancy Pelosi wrote to House Speaker Paul Ryan demanding that Republicans refuse to campaign on any documents that are leaked via hacks of Democrat servers. Both the DNC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, were hacked, so it's possible that material is going to come out. And more missing Hillary emails will supposedly soon be made public, too. Pelosi blaming the Russians. In her letter to Paul Ryan, she said, "We must come together to say that defending our democracy from Russia's meddling is more important than any advantage or disadvantage in this election. Democrats and Republicans must present a united front in the face of Russia's attempts to tamper with the will of the American people." How touching. Finally, the Democrats find a cause bigger than their own political aspirations. The Democrats want us to be united in keeping their dirt in the closet. You know, for decades, the Democrat Party has used every slimy, dirty trick in the book against the GOP. They falsely accused Republicans of racism, sexism, bigotry, homophobia, and xenophobia. They repeatedly lie to seniors, claiming Republicans are going to take away their Social Security and their houses. They routinely accuse the GOP of trying to starve school kids, and worse. After decades of being the targets of Democrats' slanderous lies, I hope no Republicans are stupid enough to go along with Pelosi's idea. If Democrat dirt, in other words, the truth, if it comes out, use it. Use all of it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Highway 6 was closed in both directions for several hours last night at University Drive. College Station police responded to a report of a man standing on the overpass and threatening to commit suicide. Members of the hostage negotiation team made contact with the man, who confirmed he was having suicidal thoughts. After several hours, the team was able to calm him down and get him to walk off the bridge peacefully. No one was injured. A 9-year-old boy calling Brazos County 911 to report his father was hurting his mother led officers surrounding a house in Milliken Friday evening. Dispatchers heard the youngster scream, quoting the arrest report from the sheriff's office, "Daddy, please stop it." During a standoff of several minutes, the mother and child got out of the house. Then the husband exited the house and told deputies he struck his wife, then picked her up and threw her on the floor. The woman was treated in a local emergency room. Her husband was arrested for family violence assault. His name is not being released by WTAW News due to the child witnessing what happened. A Bryan police officer on patrol Saturday afternoon in the area of West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway spotted a car that the registration expired last September, driven by a woman with 16 suspensions and 6 convictions on her driver's license. 28-year-old Erica Escamillo was arrested for driving with an invalid license, outdated registration, and warrants for speeding and failing to appear before a local JP. Another vehicle with outdated registration was stopped by a Texas A&M policeman Saturday night on Texas near George Bush. The driver, Paul Henderson, was arrested for driving with an invalid license with 2 convictions and 4 suspensions in the last 13 months. Paying for a new Blinn College dormitory in Brenham will not include money generated by students in Bryan.
A second news release by Blinn College indicated administrators made a mistake in announcing funding a $1 million parking lot and site preparation might come from cash reserves, which in part comes from revenue generated at all campuses. Administrators now say the funding source is reserves from bond issues that will be paid back by Washington County property owners. Blinn trustees last Friday modified the design of the dorm in order to keep a lower interest federal loan to build the $32 million, 465-bed residence hall. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station city manager tells the city council if they don't create impact fees on new development, especially to pay for additional wastewater treatment capacity, the city will stop issuing building permits in some areas.
If we don't have impact fees, you're asking for people that finished paying off their mortgage in 1978 to pay for the impacts that are borne almost entirely by new growth. And that is why it is called an impact fee. And there's a fundamental fairness built into the system.
Kelly Templin's comments came towards the end of a lengthy council discussion at the last meeting. Among other things, the council discussed phasing in fees over a period of time.
If we're going to do this, you need to phase it in. So I agree with your proposal that this be phased in.
Let's put that back into the spreadsheet and see what that does for your projections for needs. That should be pretty easy to do.
It may mean that he's got to raise the wastewater rates a little bit more.
Ultimately, exactly. If you get to a point where you say that, this is where we started. Our starting point gets changed if we phase it in.
Final action on water and wastewater impact fees is scheduled for the 22nd. The council takes up roadway impact fees in November. A better way to move cargo is a reality after 12 years of development at Texas A&M's Transportation Institute. Creator Steve Roop told an audience that included the governor and other state officials about an electric-powered freight moving system that is embraced by the trucking industry to avoid congested areas.
One of the problems they're facing today is a huge driver shortage. So the fact that we're building and implementing an automated autonomous system with no drivers actually helps the trucking industry accomplish their mission.
The Port of Houston's executive director, Roger Gunther, announced they will do a feasibility study on adding the system.
A means to complement the existing road and rail infrastructure system and contribute to economic growth and creation of jobs. And that's very exciting to us.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says private investors in the A&M System co-own 17 patents on the freight shuttle system.
The cost of employing the freight shuttle will be borne by private enterprise, not the Texas taxpayers.
A photo of the vehicle is online at WTAW.com. Some commuters should plan on a longer trip starting Monday. The city of College Station reports new traffic signals will be installed at William D. Fitch in Victoria. That will cause lane closures for the next 4 weeks. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Morning, 7:39, Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
High pressure in control of our weather, and that means abundant sunshine across the area today. It's going to be warm. Temperatures will be up to 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Overnight will be partly cloudy and lows will drop back to 70 to 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Once again, there could be an isolated storm late in the day. Highs 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Wednesday, partial sunshine, maybe a storm late in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs destroyed Prairie View A&M on Saturday. I got audio from Kevin Sumlin and Trevor Knight. I've also got your high school football update. In the NFL, the Houston Texans took out the Bears while the Giants squeaked past the Cowboys. And in Major League Baseball, both the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers fell once again. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, while the game wasn't close on the field during the football part, halftime was pretty interesting.
It was.
Very, very different. You know, we know what the Texas Aggie marching band does, and they are distinctive in what they do. But, you know, the Prairie View band is pretty interesting as well. And the show started with this. And on went the show that is done by the public address announcer for the Prairie View Band. And she's with us this morning. Her name is Tierra Chapman. Tierra, how are you, girl?
How are you? Good morning.
Now that's not what you go by when you're the announcer for the Prairie View Marching Storm. What do you call yourself then?
I go by TT on the mic.
Of course you do. If you were there, I mean, there's a lot of personality in this. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a senior mass communications major with a minor in Spanish, hailing from Dallas, Texas. And I've loved music since before I could walk and properly talk. But I've been in the band since I was 10 years old.
Now, how did you get the announcing gig?
Well, I started off as a band member here at Prairie View A&M University for the Marching Storm. I became a member in 2011 as a trumpet player. And when Dr. Zachary and I met and I marched that year, he's always admired my energy. So one day he came up to me and was like, we're going to try you for something. And he saw me hosting events around campus and was like, we love your energy. We love your how it's your passion. It's not just for your ego. And he gave me an opportunity to go to the Battle of the Bands on El Dorado in El Paso, Texas. And we ended up winning first place overall and first place for best announcer. And after that, he was like, you're going to be the announcer.
Now, do you write your own script or is it written for you?
I write my own script. I do.
Well, it was outstanding. I think it timed out perfectly. I know this. There was energy up there in the booth where you were announcing. And again, what the Prairie View has done for years and years and years has been a defining point for the school. And y'all are getting to march in the Macy's Parade, huh?
Yes, we will be marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 2017. I'm so excited. I feel like it's a huge blessing. And we worked hard for it, so it's great to see some acknowledgement.
Well, you're a great personality on the mic. Thanks for being with us on Saturday, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. See you. Bye. You know, Chase Murphy and I talk a little bit up there, and I think both of us were ready to give up our gigs for her.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind having her up there in the press box.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Well, I went outside to watch the band because I wanted to see it, and I come back in, and the place is just buzzing because she had been in the booth where they do that announcing, and she's a ton of fun.
She really was awesome.
When you got it, you got it. You know, you can give people energy.
Well,
it's awesome.
And I loved it because she got all of the A&M fans into it too. By the end of it, I mean, the entire stadium was standing up and hooting and hollering, and it was great. It was so much fun.
Yep, good stuff to have, and again, glad she could be with us this morning. All right, so you're walking down the street, okay? You're minding your own business. You're walking down the street, and something falls out of the sky and hits you.
Usually you find catfish in the water. This one came straight from the sky.
Within a few seconds, I was slammed in the face with something. I think it might have been head, face, and neck because I smelled so bad afterwards.
It's definitely not the morning Lisa Lopri expected during her walk.
I'm more likely to get struck by lightning than get hit by a fish falling from the sky.
But on Monday morning, that's exactly what happened.
Well, apparently a bird had a fish in its beak or its feet and
dropped it right on Lisa's head.
The encounter left its mark, a scar under her left eye. Ow. The next day, a doctor gave Lisa a tetanus shot, recommended ice, and prescribed antibiotics. But Lisa says the best medicine now is laughter.
Like, I think that of all things to happen, like, it was like, traumatic at the time, but it's funny. And there's just so many worse things and so many bad things that happen.
Wow. How did that reporter stay so poised throughout that whole report?
Gravitas.
Not sure how that works. Yeah, is something very important we need to share with the country.
She sounded very serious.
She has been, well, this may have been her first opportunity
on breaking news.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
The girl's like, I think it was a catfish because like my head and my neck smelled so bad.
That is interesting. I don't know if I would rather be pooped on by a bird or fish slapped by a bird.
Fish slapped by a bird. And I, you know, again, I didn't watch it. I don't know if you guys did.
And the new Miss America is.
Never mind. We don't care.
Savvy Shields.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's
spoiler.
Okay.
Arkansas.
Yay.
Her name is Savvy.
Yes,
okay.
Savvy.
All right.
She is a student at the University of Arkansas, 21 years old, majoring in art with a minor in business and a member of Kappa Kappa Gamma.
OMG.
Pretty savvy on what it takes to win.
Now, remember, it's a scholarship pageant. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She got a $50,000 college scholarship.
So they're all college students?
I don't know that that's true.
Okay.
I'm saying it's a scholarship pageant. Maybe you have to get into school then and get the scholarship. I'm not up on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, of course, as we all know, Chris Harrison from The Bachelor and Sage Steele from NBA Countdown hosted the show, right? You
correct.
Knew that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because you told us last week.
Of course. And of course, Gabby Douglas was one of the judges, mm-hmm. along with Mark Cuban
and Sierra.
Yeah. And who is that?
She's a singer.
Okay. Yeah. I saw her name, but I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I'm just going to blow it off.
That's fine. All right, I gotcha.
The first runner up is Miss South Carolina. Now, this is not the teen Miss America. You know, we remember that one. But anyway, the second runner-up is New York. The third runner-up is Washington. Why do we need a fourth runner-up?
I don't know.
It's Mississippi.
Good for them.
Okay, but Texas finished in there. We were in the top seven, which means that our young lady, Caroline Carruthers, got to answer a question at least.
All
right.
And they listed four more, so we're going to get to the point now where everybody's going to get a green ribbon, of course,
right.
And we're going to have to name their names because they were able to be there. Okay.
Now, they did say that this was one of the most competitive contests.
What does that mean?
It just says that 15 semifinalists were chosen to move on to the swimsuit portion, and soon after the top 12 were announced and asked to compete in the evening gown portion. I don't know if the numbers used to be different, depending on how many people made it to the final rounds.
But it kept the level of excitement high backstage.
Yes, of course. Now, interesting.
Yes.
The broadcast featured Miss Missouri. Her name's Erin O'Flaherty.
Okay.
She was the first openly gay Miss America contestant. And received headlines in the days leading up to the pageant. Ultimately, she was unable to make it to the top 15. But still interesting side note.
All right, there we go. And there we are. So we we'll be all inclusive forever. I mean, we will now.
Yep.
We know that. So,
The winner, mind you, is very blonde and very white. So.
Oh, is she blonde? Is that right?
Yes, can you imagine that?
Have we done that? I guess that breakdown on the hair color of the Miss America.
How many blonde Miss Americas
it's probably
there have been?
Out there somewhere. We'll dig around diligently and see if we can find that for you.
Yeah. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace each week. From 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes. They're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Mom and Dad, don't ever forget what your ultimate goal is as a parent. It's to raise your children so they're prepared to exercise control over their own lives. Psychologist Michael Anderson explains the trouble he's encountered with parents in this area for the past 15 years of working with families. He asks parents one simple question. Would they be willing to sign a contract never to mention homework again, as long as their child maintains a certain grade point average? Michael's goal is to place the responsibility for the child's behavior where it belongs, on the child. This frees them from their parents' nagging, and it frees parents from exercising too much control. It's a simple idea, and Michael says the plan has worked beautifully for the parents who have agreed to the contract. In fact, it's a strategy he employed in his own household. But he's had a completely different response from the parents who come to him for help. In all the years he's asked parents to agree to the contract, 90% of them won't sign it, because they're more interested in exercising authority than in their child's grades and development. It's a sign that many moms and dads have lost sight of the big picture. The ultimate goal is to release your children and help them take responsibility for themselves. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-7416. That's 1-800-613-7416. 1-800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, it was another big win for the Aggie football team as Trevor Knight threw for 344 yards and 3 touchdowns and ran for another score to lead the Aggs to a 67-0 rout of Prairie View A&M on Saturday. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
What we talked about all week was about focus for four quarters and about, I think, just it's good to hear. Just peeping in here with Avery's talking about it. I think they're listening.
Knight finished 21 of 37 and threw touchdowns of 8 yards to Speedy Noyle and 34 and 64 yards to Christian Kirk in the second quarter as the Aggies built a 38-0 halftime lead. Knight also rushed for a game-high 78 yards on 7 carries in just over one half of play. Here's Trevor Knight on the team's performance.
Yeah, we didn't start as quickly as I hoped we would. You know, there's not a whole lot of explanation for that, just besides execution. I think we got to execute better coming out of the gate, but we settled in, obviously, and got some big plays going there.
The Aggs extended their home non-conference win streak to 23 games. Texas A&M outgained the Panthers in earning its largest shutout since defeating Missouri 73-0 in 1993. Keith Ford, who had 2 touchdowns, had an 11-yard scoring run with 3 minutes left in the opening quarter before Knight tightroped the sideline for the final 5 yards of a 32-TD scamper to end the first. The Aggs hit the road this weekend as they play Auburn Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m., and you can can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM and News Talk 1620 WTAW. In high school football, the A&M Consolidated Tigers went 1-1 as they beat Austin 48-14. Bryan fell to Magnolia West 31-14. The College Station Cougars remain undefeated as they beat St. Thomas 49-14. Navasota still didn't get a win as they lost to Waller 24-12. And Buffalo took down Grapeland 51-12 to remain undefeated as well. In the NFL,
on 3rd and 7, Osweiler sets up the screen left side to Miller across the 15-10. It's Fuller. He's in. Will Fuller with the catch and run to the end zone, 18 yards, and the Texans are back in front.
Brock Osweiler threw for 231 yards and 2 touchdowns in his regular season debut with the Houston Texans and led them in their revamped offense to a 23-14 win over the Chicago Bears yesterday. Osweiler, who signed a $72 million contract from Denver in the offseason, was helped by an offense filled with playmakers. Houston middle linebacker Brian Cushing, who had 110 tackles last season, injured his knee in the first quarter and did not return. The Texans face the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday, September 18th at home at 12 p.m. Pre-game's at 11:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
Manning in a shotgun set, two receivers right, one split left, calls out the signals, he takes the snap, he looks, he throws the middle of the end zone, touchdown Giants, Victor Cruz! And he breaks out the salsa for the first time since 2014.
Eli Manning threw for 3 touchdowns, including a go-ahead score to Victor Cruz in his first game in nearly 2 years, and the New York Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys 20-19 Sunday. The Giants won the debut of Coach Ben McAdoo after 12 years and 2 Super Bowl titles under Tom Coughlin, while spoiling the first game for Dallas rookies Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. The Cowboys head to Washington to take on the Redskins on Sunday, September 18th at 12 p.m. In Major League Baseball, Jorge Soler and Addison Russell homered to lead Chicago to a 9-5 win over the Houston Astros on Sunday night, moving the Cubs closer to clinching the NL Central. Houston fell 9.5 games behind Texas in the AL West and 3.5 back of Toronto and Baltimore in the wild card race. Meanwhile, in Anaheim, Andrelton Simmons hit 2 solo home runs, sending Jared Weaver and the Los Angeles Angels over the Texas Rangers 3-2 Sunday. Adrian Beltre hit 2 home runs for the AL West leading Rangers. It was his 4th multi-homer game of the season. The Astros and the Rangers go head-to-head tonight at 7:10 p.m. in Houston. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And now here's KO.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for our deal of the day. Before we jump into that, though, they are trying to get rid of a ton of Mustangs. The managers are motivated, we'll just say that. Ford's also offering 0% for 72 months financing on almost all models. They've got a back-to-school special, and our deal of the day... How about a Mustang 2016? Yeah, speaking of Mustangs, it's got 11,000 miles, and you can pick it up with our deal of the day for $20,376. Again, that's $20,376. Team Ford of Navasota, obviously in Navasota. For all the details, go to teamfordofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op.
Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Morning, about a minute till. News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. John Sullivan of Kansas City fast asleep when the burglar barged into his home and aimed a gub at him.
Oof.
And his family without hesitation. John jumped up out of bed, sprang into action. He said, "I wasn't thinking, I just threw the TV at him. And then I charged at him, screaming as loudly as I could."
All right.
So it was all on instinct. He tossed the 30-pound, 50-inch flat screen across the living room. Yeah.
Adrenaline, man.
I'm thinking so.
Gives you the strength.
Police think that the same burglar is targeting some other homes in the neighborhood. No arrests have been made yet. Guy may be thinking about it from now on, though, before
yeah.
he decides he wants to make that move. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The lottery money's sitting there for you in case you haven't played. This may be your week. It's $222 million for the Powerball. That'll be Wednesday night. And tomorrow night, it's the Mega Millions at $122 million. But, you know, you got to.